He is so good at robbery. He transcends time period. Stick him up. I'll be taking your fashion. Oh, we have bell bottoms almost. Oh, yeah. This is the time traveling stick him up bandit.
Hello and welcome back to A Year Unhinged. Today we are continuing the I make Maddie look at Red Dead Redemption 2 characters and tell me their life story thing. Alright, next up.
The next character is Dutch Vanderlinde, a white man who has chin-length dark hair with mustache and goatee and brown eyes. He wears a white shirt, ornate black vest with plain black coat over it, and pinstriped pants over black boots with spurs. He has a short-brimmed black hat, gold pocket watch and chain, and brown gun belt. His expression is unreadable.
Oh, you dirty.
Your name's Patrick.
I don't like him. Immediately, I was like, I don't like this man.
You don't like his little mustache and his little hat?
No, I didn't play the first game, and I've been told if I play the first game, I would know more about him, potentially. I don't know if that's true.
Slide 1, he looks like a Patrick, but slide 2, he looks like a Steve. So maybe his name is Stephen Patrick.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember his name, but I remember not liking him immediately.
Stephen Patrick with the stripedy pants. So he's got like more money than other people do.
That's what I'm saying. He's a little bit more.
Oh, we have a like filigree in the
waistcoat?
No, mm-hmm. What are those?
Belt buckle?
Oh.
No, you put the guns in them. Holsters. You know.
Oh, like, yes. Which I think one? He is a quite dapper gentleman for sure. What is his name? Well, you've already given us his name.
Stephen Patrick, of course.
If he has an occupation, what is it? And you know something I keep forgetting to ask? Does he have a romance life? Do any of them? Or family? What is his story?
His story is that he's a jerk. I don't know why. I have no justification for this feeling, but the first minuscule moments of this game when he was talking to Arthur, I was like, I don't like this man.
He was talking to who now? Man.
Arthur the...
No,
I don't
no,
know if it's
Bobbert.
Arthur, but...
He was talking to Bobbert.
Bobbert.
Oh, yes. Bobbert, excuse Bobbert, me. Yes. And I feel like his name starts with a D, but I don't remember, so we'll go with Steve. And Steve is annoying to me. He asks people to do things that he himself could do. That's the vibe he gave me in 20 minutes of this game. Like, he could do it, but he makes other people do it out of guilt that I don't like it.
Yeah, Stephen Patrick is the CEO of the West. I think he owns a mercantile, perhaps a string of mercantiles. And I don't get that he's like a bad guy, but just maybe like amoral, you know, just like, it is what it is in that CEO type way, but like the Western version where you're also too lazy to be a shark. You know, there's a chance that if he met a friendly himbo along the way that he might change and realize there's more to being the number one CEO, which by the way, it stands for cowboy... cowboy eats others, but like professionally, like for business. I don't know.
Cowboy enthusiastic outlaw.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. If you were simply taught your wealth and how you get it impacts others, he might be like, wow, I'm gonna run an ethical mercantile. But for now, he's like accidentally skeevy, you know, like he just fell into the money life he was born skeevy. Into it.
That's the word I'm looking for skeevy. For this man. He keeps his hat so clean.
He seems like a repressed gay. He seems like the kind of person that if a book was written about him later, all the historians would be like, they were just really good friends. And he'd be like, yeah, true. And we'd all be like, okay.
Well, nice.
Yeah.
Stephen Patrick, the CEO of the West. I am a fan of that.
He puts business cards on old candy wrappers from his mercantile. Thinking,
he's the kind of man I would rebel against.
Mm. The next character is Hosea Matthews, a gray-haired white man in a flat-topped cowboy hat, fur-colored winter coat, and black pants. He's holding a lantern out in front of him.
If I was in this gang, I'd
ew.
Be like...
yeah. He seems rude.
This man?
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know that he seems rude.
It's because he looks like Filch.
Oh, that's not his because fault. Because he's holding a lantern?
Yeah, and he the image on the... From what I'm facing at left, where he's more close up if you're on YouTube...
But the man
it looks like he's
scarf.
Just like whipped around like, what are you kids looking at?
He has a colorful scarf though, so surely he's got a little bit of something. He also has a tie, which tells me he's a little bit more put together than these others. Maybe he's a doctor or a preacher or a letters man, but he seems like he has a little bit more something than the others. Education, perhaps. I don't know.
Ah, what is the name of this educated man?
Dilbert. Dilbert Dog Swallow.
Wow, that is quite the moniker. I'm here for it.
Yeah. He knows how to sit a horse with those bow legs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I can see it. I can see it for sure. All right, moving on from Dilbert Dog Swallow. The next character is Javier Escuela, or Escuela. A Mexican man with pulled back dark hair, mustache, and goatee. He has a bowler hat and orange patterned poncho over a denim jacket and gray pants. Who is he?
This man!
Clark, for sure.
Clark.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Maybe he's the one with Native American and free people. I don't remember, but I liked this man.
You liked Clark.
This man...
Okay.
This man has mastered the holdup. This man has taken a shawl from an old woman, a hat from a businessman, a jean jacket from the early 2000s. He is so good at robbery. He transcends time period. Stick him up. I'll be taking your fashion. Oh, we have bell bottoms almost. Oh, yeah. This is the time traveling stick him up bandit. pretty sure that belt is actually an iPhone case. That little square on his belt there. Yeah, that's where he keeps
like
his
he didn't even
futuristic
to
talking
his
device.
He did not even bother to tuck in his boots, so he don't give a fuck if he get dirt, mud.
Well, they're not boots. They're leather clogs from the Pilgrim period, you see. He's just thrown spurs upon them.
It looks like.
Yeah. Well, he upgraded them.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's seen so many eras.
He seems scrappy. I usually like scrappy. But this guy gave me good vibes.
Interesting.
But I don't remember his name.
Well, it's Clark.
Clark.
Obviously.
Clark.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Clark.
Clark the time traveling bandit.
Yeah. I'm here for it. The next character is John Marston, a white man with shoulder-length dark hair and newly scarred face from a wolf attack. He has a light gray short-brimmed hat, leather vest, and long dark coat. Who is he?
God.
He's my favorite so far.
Really?
Yeah. His name is Vigil Morgenstein. No relation.
God.
No relation to the great Morgensteins.
Right.
Right, of course.
He seems to have a little bit more... cash, like similar to our mustachioed annoying man earlier. Like he puts himself together a little bit better than some of these people.
I think he introduces himself and no matter how little it applies, he always says no relation.
Oh, so he's me.
He's got pinstripes, but he's real dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, he comes from a long line of pants makers is what it is. So he inherited the it also appears his undershirt is the exact same fabric. So maybe it's actually a onesie.
And those injuries are fairly fresh on his face. Mm-hmm. So he must get into it probably for stupid reasons more than some of the other ones.
I think he's the inventor of the pinstripe onesie. And the family is like, no, we make pants. Stop trying to be innovative. You are betraying the Morgenstern name. And they want to, you know, he needs to take over the pinstripe pant business. And he's like, no, I will innovate. And so his family, like, you know, keeps sending people after him to teach him a lesson and hopefully destroy his pinstripe onesies. So he gets into so many brawls to protect his ambitions.
I feel like he's trouble.
The next character is Josiah Trelawney, a, and I quote, a flamboyant conjurer, con man, and trickster with a taste for the finer things in life. He has a top hat, impressive dark mustache, and wears white gloves. Who is he?
He looks like Squilliam Fancy Son. If I'm honest.
His name is Juan Jotson.
Does he have a scar on his face, or is it just a shadow?
It's a shadow, and then also like, he's got a line really, in his
face. That's a mustache.
I think that this man was the originator of I Mustache You a Question.
He looks like Mr.
started
Peanut.
It. Mr. Peanut. Great duck shoes. I love that. Meaning a duck would wear them. Not that they're made of duck. I don't know why. Neither here nor there. Anyway.
This man does not use his hands.
For anything at all.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Things are brought to him. He doesn't pick them up.
See, I think he's very whimsical, though. I feel like he owns the railroads, but that's also fair. Actively chooses to be the conductor. Because he likes the vibe.
He's got money for days. Clearly, with that brooch and that pocket watch and that waistcoat. And the fact that somebody definitely like brushes his hat 2 times a day. That's, yeah. I think railroads is a good one. I like that. He's either a banker or a railroad man. Those are usually the two enemies of outlaws.
Well, he likes to say, my brother is a banker. I own the railroad. He's
the mayor. Like, it's one of those.
Well, his dad's the mayor.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Naturally.
Yeah. He seems nice. Like, he's got money, but he's nice. And his way of being amongst the people is choosing to be the conductor of his own train.
Oh, I
like feel
that.
Like he may be charming, but not nice. Like, I feel like this is definitely somebody that would be an enemy of everyone else we've seen.
No. He's a nice one. He's cute.
The next character is Karen Jones, a blonde white woman in a feathered black top hat and maroon jacket and skirt combo. She's scowling. Next up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Didn't mean reacting gay there. I was like, this person queer. Is mean and I'm down for it.
Yeah.
She had a sneer.
Absolutely.
She's clearly a madam, right?
You think?
Adjacent to a madam. She got her hair curled. She got her yitties out. She got a mini hat.
So?
I don't know.
Girl boss.
She's madam adjacent. And that mole. I'll stop talking about what I think about this woman.
Well, how about keep you? Going. No, please.
She's got cinches. She's got cinches in her skirt. Okay. That's probably for riding. But it may not be.
It could be for writing.
If she slapped me, I'd be honored. She's also not too small. Like, she seems like a well-bodied woman. I appreciate that.
Describe her. Take this one away. You're clearly infatuated. Please.
I don't know.
Who is this woman?
She definitely knows the rest of these rowdy men. And I feel like she's on their side. Maybe she's an inn in town like Assassin's Creed. You know how you, like, go to madams and stuff and they, like, sneak you in and stuff? Maybe she's intel. I don't know.
And that's great and fine.
She definitely shoots people,
I want to hear her name and your fantasy. Go.
Her name?
And your fantasy.
Oh, I have no idea.
What do you think it is?
Yeah. Maybe she's a Charlotte. She'll be Charlotte. It's either that or it's something like really, really basic, like Hannah. I have no idea.
And how's your relationship going? How'd you meet?
She hasn't stomped on me yet, so we're not there.
Oh, man. When she stomps, we'll know.
I feel like this woman would murder. She gives me murder vibes. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't think she's an inn in town. I think she is her own entity with her own goals. I think somebody did her wrong, and she's going to bite their throat out of their body with her bare teeth. Revenge journey.
I could 100% see it. The next character is Kieran Duffy, who is a tragic character I don't want to describe because it makes me too sad. Who? Oh, well, you know his name because I accidentally left it up for you to see. Kieran. Ignore it.
He doesn't look like a Kieran to me.
He does look like
That's
a Kieran.
That's not his name. Ignore it. Who is he? Who is he?
His name is Duffy.
I think it's Douglas Duffy, though. He's wrong about Kieran. They call him the double D, and he doesn't see the irony. He doesn't understand. Because he calls him that. He's perpetuated that. And everybody else thinks it's funny. And he just is thinking about the name and not the breasticles.
Ah, that'll do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's weather-worn for sure. He seems like a cattleman. Like, maybe an outlaw with all that dark attire and a little bit of a skeevy side eye. But he seems like he's more concerned with the cattle than with the crew. I don't know if that's right.
His wife passed away, is what it is. His wife passed away, and she actually died from, like, poisoned water. And so he swore off water, and that's why his lips look like the freaking Savannah. He said, I will make myself a human sauna by wearing black leather and not drinking water.
The next character is Lenny Summers, a black man with a scruffy dark mustache and goatee, white long sleeve shirt, and suspenders.
No.
All right. All right, this is how I'll do it from now on. Who is he?
Ooh. Good evening.
Jeremiah.
He was a bullfrog?
Could have been.
He is nice.
He's right. I don't know what about. But he has the eyes of a man who's correct. Chronically correct.
What is his name and occupation?
Jeremiah.
Oh, yes, you just
correct
said that.
Man. That's his whole job.
Yes, I'm sorry.
He's got to be an outlaw too, right? He's got a side handle and a shotgun? Looks like, maybe? Rifle? So this man knows how to handle himself. He's got
well-groomed.
The shoulder tilt of I know how to handle myself.
See, I don't think he's bad. He's very well-kempt.
Next up is Leopold Strauss, a gray-haired white man with tiny little round glasses, holding a book and wearing a blue bow tie tied loosely about his neck. Who is this man?
A preacher.
Christopher. Maybe Charles. Christopher Charles.
Christopher Charles, the bespeckled.
Yeah, he's definitely a preacher, right?
Those tiny glasses?
Glasses.
He's got to be a man of the cloth or a man of the letter.
Yeah.
He's got no suntan for an era in which that is required.
Yeah, I think he's a librarian who, like, just saw a void of churches, and so he actually started the first, you know how they have church libraries? He started the first church with a church library.
I believe that.
And mostly just because he was running out of room for the books that he wanted. And so he thought, a whole building and the Lord.
He looks a little frightened to be there. He doesn't carry a gun, apparently, at least from this picture.
Mm.
So he's definitely a liability, but they need him.
He's also losing memory, which is really funny when he preaches, because he's like, and the Lord said, did he?
He's groomed.
Please be sure, and if you liked this video, to give it a like, or if you liked this podcast, give it 5 stars on the platform that you are listening to it on. And be sure and come back tomorrow, because we will be here. Goodbye.
Bye.
Get out.